an attribute of the Atman. Drishta, in Sanskrit they say drishta, sakshi, witness, drishta, observer, innocent, uninvolved, observer. So that is just the state of being. And activity belongs to the three. See, this is what is knowledge. In this state of ignorance, when one is not enlightened, the self and the activity, they are completely mixed with one another. One knows, I am doing this, I am experiencing this, I am speaking this, I am deciding this. All is accepted, and the doer gets completely involved. This again is the unity of life. There is no duality. I am doing this. As far as the I is concerned, the structure of the I is concerned, it's just one, completely involved with action. The doer is not different from the doing. But as the light of wisdom grows, the doer finds himself separate. When the doer finds himself separate, the action has been thrown off. The actor is completely uninvolved. This means the life which seemed to be one whole before is now divided into two segments. So what has grown? Positive duality. Growth of duality. This is the start of knowledge. That the wholesomeness of life, which seemed to be one before in the state of ignorance, seemed to be separating itself into two segments. One uninvolved, absolute being, pure consciousness. The other field of activity, ever-changing. In the early stages, this is just the early stages, cosmic consciousness, we call it the state of enlightenment, but when we look at the final state of enlightenment, then this is just the earliest state of enlightenment. The cosmic consciousness now is the early state of enlightenment. And in this early state of enlightenment, what has happened is, the two segments of life have been thrown apart. There is nothing as the doer and the doing and the involvement of the doer. Completely doer is separate from the doing. So, in the early stages of enlightenment, what grows is duality. One begins to live duality, complete duality in the state of cosmic consciousness. It's a very vital point, important point. The state of cosmic consciousness, which people feel is a very great attainment, that only allows one to live duality in life. And when the duality becomes a positive reality of life, when the duality begins to be lived, then is the basis formed for unity of life. In cosmic consciousness, duality begins to be lived. One lives a state of being uninvolved, at the same time, action. One knows the two segments of life on one's conscious awareness, this and that. one knows both. So, this is the state of duality. We can't call it unity, just the duality. So, when one begins to live positively in the state of duality, then this condition of life provides the basis for unity to be established. Unless one has lived duality, where is the question of unity? In the early stages of knowledge, one starts living duality, and then in the field of duality, one comes to experience the supreme state of duality. Supreme state in the duality, field of duality, is that being plus experience of celestial life. Ordinary state of duality is one lives with being, one experiences I am aloof from activity, and one behaves in the world of this earthly nature. All experiences of the world of earthly nature along with being produces ordinary rough state of duality. And when the being begins to be lived along with the activity in the celestial field by virtue of the experience of celestial beings, then the duality has reached its supreme glory. Yet it is duality. When the duality has reached its supreme glory, then transcendental glory of duality is that the duality comes to an end and unity in bliss consciousness prevails. So the rough state of duality is transformed into the most glorious supreme state of duality, and that then is switched on to the state of unity in bliss consciousness, in God consciousness. So this is the line of action for highest achievement of life in unity. Highest achievement of life is that unity begins to be lived, and that unity in God consciousness is such that the gulf between the doer and the doing, which is a positive condition of life in cosmic consciousness, begins to minimize, not begins to minimize, it is minimized to minimum. Minimize the minimum possibility, so that the I and my work, they are not as separate from one another as before. But the I and the work both begin to be appreciated in the light of God, in the light of celestial experience. So what dominates is the celestial experience. The I and the work, the difference between the two minimizes, it becomes minimum. One can't merge into the other, one can't become the other. The I can't become the work, and the work can't become the I. But the I, absolute, and the work, and the gap between them, the gap minimizes, and the work becomes celestial, most glorified. And that celestial most glorified is almost one with the absolute being. So, it is the glorification of the field of duality that ultimately produces the state of unity. the supreme state of evolution of man's life. So one starts living the duality, and then duality merges into unity, and that unity is the unity in enlightenment. Otherwise, this unity without living the duality is just the unity in ignorance. Both an ignorant man also lives life, the enlightened man also lives life, and both seem to live unity, but the unity of one is the fulfillment of life, whereas the unity of the other is lack of full value of life. It is just 50% life, only the gross, where the most precious element is missing. So those advocating the principle of duality of life, the dualistic philosophy, their reach is cosmic consciousness. That is their ultimate. They have that ability for any man to experience that life is dualistic, this and that completely separate. And those who rise to talk about unity, they have that strength for any man to come and experience, rise from that duality to unity. So from the field of multiplicity and confusion and chaos and change and death, one rises to duality, from duality to unity. It's a positive attainment, it's an experience in life. It's not a matter of principle, an abstract ideological conception, but it is the reality of life. First we step on to duality, live the duality, experience what duality means, and then from there arrive on to the state of unity in consciousness. In order that the duality becomes a part of life, we have to get to transcendental consciousness and come out to transcendental meditation.